We've always had this idea that, you know, rock and roll can change the world.
Just that hair, right? I wish I had it now, but it's actually, there was a very high wind happening.
I always felt like a bit of a charlatan and not quite, right for rock star, and that it was perhaps wasted on me.
Very good, I think.
On the eve of your Australian tour, the first one in 8 years, how does it feel to be back?
Well, I was just saying there, it turns out it's not like riding a bike. And you can fall off, and it could be interesting the first night.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is, there's some things you shouldn't get too good at.
So you do still get nervous?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I want to throw up.
Now, you guys are very close to, depending on how you want to look at it, 30 years in the industry. Do you guys see yourselves as being a bit of, you know, the elder statesman of the rock industry?
It depends on what time of day. I think early mornings sometimes, but by the time we're on stage, no way. No way. We can hold our own against any young group. In fact,
yes. I mean, I thought it was apparent that we were doing everything we possibly could to defy gravity, and I'm sorry that it's not working for you.
Yeah, no, it's time for the men to see off the boys.